radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too
late. The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome, 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 Monday night, June 10th, 2013. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lit with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils. And the hole of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Babylon. Babylon, the great whore, the great harlot. That is the city of Jerusalem and its rulers. That is what we'll be talking about tonight. In very plain terms, we'll be talking about the Babylonian confusion that exists today, from the Santa Monica hoax to the CIA, Mossad, NSA hoax. It's all for a reason. I welcome back tonight my cohort, Dr. K. Welcome, Dr. K.
Oh, hi. Hi. Great to be back. How are you doing?
Hey, man. I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
That's great.
Very interesting times that we live in. Last Friday, we had the Liberty program, the USS Liberty. And as we were speaking, of course, the other story was the latest false flag attack to happen in Santa Monica. And we said we'd look into it, and we have. You have, and I have. And it has all of the earmarkings, once again, of the same synagogue of Satan, doesn't it?
In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, he gave us all that grace in the intellect of the mind, the discernment, the sophistication of the human mind. And these two human minds, you alerted me to this, immediately suspected foul play.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already endured the Zionist 911. London endured the bombings and the tubes. Madrid endured. Bali endured. And we would have had more, but law enforcement caught these filthy Zionist moles. You have to suspect Zionism as the perpetrator. And as it turns out, it is a Zionist hit. And the kingpins behind it are the Jews on the ground, organizing it. Not so much the front people this time, not like Sandy Hook, where you had mostly Jews who were parents. But in this case, a lot of goy and a lot of Hispanics, a lot of people in the front.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
The behind is Hollywood. It's a Hollywood stunt. It's it's a screenplay. It's a fake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You could absolutely
died,
see
you
it.
Know.
No, you can see it playing out, and when we heard about the bus incident, the purported shootout on the bus, and then, most interestingly enough, the so-called identity of this so-called lone gunman, dressed in black in a SWAT team uniform, supposedly, Zahawiri, does that name ring a bell?
This is a ruse by the Jews.
It's a laughing stock.
To associate subconsciously that this would be, a big terrorist type of an event,
And now, when we come back, we'll bring about the latest and how it ties right in with the latest, newest war they're planning, folks. We'll come right back. Rick Adams on Central.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar. You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
That's right. That's here.
Bet they didn't oversleep. Probably lost a nerve. But we haven't.
That's right. We're here. We're not giving up. And Dr. K and myself have looked at the latest incident in Santa Monica, and we have come to the conclusion that it, too, has been another typical false flag with a motive, obviously, not only to steer the flames and fan the flames of anti-Islamic sentiment for the next war, but particularly to try to lead up to that next war, which is, of course, Syria, Lebanon, and Iran. And this is very interesting, Dr. K. What have we learned about this alleged perpetrator of this mass shooting?
Well, the whole thing's a hoax. Nobody died. Nobody was injured. Nothing happened, not even an abrasion. No lacerations, no bullet hole. And bullet holes in windows and smashed windows, but nobody's hurt. Now, if there was no killer, no massacre, and the thing that's on the ground is just a rubber dummy, then you, if somebody said, here's the killer, here's the shooter, then that has to be a false identity, a fabrication. If it's a fabrication, doesn't matter what the name is. In this case, the name is John Zawahiri, which is similar to Zawahiri, which would be the Egyptian individual that was tortured by Sadat and then joined bin Laden and all that. Yeah. So the Jews made a ruse to associate the name, the Zawahiri name, with this event. So immediately I knew it was, a fake.
Right.
But there's just no coincidences in life. And Obama being there, a fake. The terror drill, of course.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The day before, sure.
You know, And so they make an identity, they give it an Arabic last name, but here's the ticker. On Stormfront, somebody that's a regular poster and says how bad the Jews are and, you know we the white race is superior, all this type of thing, this guy says that he was there and he saw this Lebanese shooter.
Uh-huh.
So what would he be doing there? And he claims that he slipped down steps and and it's a she, actually. She shows blood, fake blood, I might add, on her, you know, pair of sweatpants. And so here it is, Zionism controlling both sides of the equation.
Absolutely, yeah.
Isn't that something?
Oh, sure. We have within this movement, and I know, I get emails and I get phone calls, so to speak, not directly, but indirectly, you know, trying to tip me off to something. And, you know, I can pretty much size them up, pretty much tell when they're fraudulent, when they're coming from Mossad operatives.
Yeah, those
and they do exist.
Those filthy Jews, you know, you'll hear them even do this. So Lebanese shooter started with Stormfront. Mm-hmm. It started with a few moles on the Internet. And then that led to, of course, the big houses, which started to say that the mother is in Lebanon right now.
Yeah, right.
You see, so what they're trying to do is create the basis in the American mind that these Lebanese are the are to be watched. They're the terrorists. This associates with the Jewish loss to the Hezbollah in Syria.
Well, that's it, the Hezbollah, and it just so happens that Netanyahu has given his address again about what he calls anti-Semitism, and he is talking about this need, you know, to rein in anti-Semitism. It's worldwide now. We need to proceed with the State Department's Office of Anti-Semitism because it's out of control. The attacks on Israel are anti-Semitism, blah, blah, blah. Well,
he
what's happening?
Know about anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
He perpetrates it every 2 seconds.
Right, but what's happening here is the reason for it is because these sanctions, these individual sanctions that have been collectively, I should say, begun against Israel are beginning to definitely have a spin-off effect, and that is what concerns them. So they are very frightened and very nervous about the idea that it might catch on. So they bring out, they trot out all the professors, all the leaders, all of the, you know, the Shin Bet people, all of the professional torturers, and talk about how terrible these Muslims are. Now we have this, I told you about this new ad they've even run, this TV ad in Israel showing one of the Japanese imports, one of the cars, with a Palestinian boy on the hood of it. And, of course, that's being condemned. Even in Israel, it's being condemned by some. And it shows, you know, the fun of driving a car that can run over Palestinians, Palestinian children. It's just amazing what they will do.
They perpetrate very vile acts on their own children. It would be no surprise. They harass the Jews that don't do what they want them to do. And then, of course, they're merciless, and their books that they quote dictate that they can murder at will anyone that's non-Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can tyrannize and torment and torture whoever they will, and they do. And look, they've tyrannized the entire United States with this Sandy hoax and the Boston hoax, and now the Santa Monica hoax, which is exclusively their domain. There was no Lebanese anybody, or and nobody died again, and it's a total fake, you know. And
then I become
poor, what I might add,
to dovetail right with what's happening with Santa Monica on the heels of Boston and Sandy Hook. Now we have the NSA whistleblower, allegedly, who was, you know, on the run. He's in hiding. The NSA is looking for him. He worked for contracting companies that did business with NSA. He's a guy that was a high school dropout, managed to pull in $200,000 a year, gets a job, gets clearance, gets all of this.
What kind
and
of
then he becomes a whistleblower.
Oh,
I you know, I'm automatically suspicious, because when it makes mainstream, as I told you privately, when issues make mainstream to the extent that they have and they get talked about by the talking heads, then you know that this is
something's wrong.
Ruse. There's a ruse. There's something more to
be. They run the show.
The
I mean, right. And what we've it, so far it seems that this the, this John Zawahiri, which who doesn't exist by the way, the initial pictures are coming from the Rothschild cabal, from the Daily Mail, you know.
That's it.
They have those trillions.
The Guardian, the Daily Mail, the Telegraph,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know.
They've yeah. got the trillions, and they, you know, it's not a big deal. But they do a very poor job. You know, they have to invent an identity and invent an individual. They're going to make mistakes. And in this case, what they did was they photoshopped the head off the root of the neck by quite a few inches. It's
right.
just sitting over there. And it's not attached to the root of the neck. And so we did a Photoshop analysis and did it correct. We recorrected the head, put it on the center of the neck, and did a comparison. It's a complete fake. And then the color picture, there's only two pictures of the individual. The color picture is a complete fabrication. It's Photoshopped. It's monkeyed with. It's maybe a combination of two or three people, some lips from somewhere. It's complete fake.
Mm-hmm.
The guy doesn't exist. Nobody was hurt.
I mean, the picture of him, it looks like some freakish thing that was a Frankensteinian creation. To me,
yeah.
it does.
Yeah.
It just doesn't add up.
No, it doesn't add up.
And you know, you begin to get suspicious, if nothing else. Now, you've done the legwork, and you know, some of the consultants have put together the photoshopping, have seen that it's photoshopping, and here we go again. Look at the timing of this now. Look at the timing, and look at what's going on in Syria, and how Obama is going to announce any day now that it may finally be time for the United States to arm the so-called rebels, the so-called insurgents. And this is on the heels of this latest false flag attack with
right.
somebody from Lebanon, somebody yeah. who's involved with Hezbollah. Guaranteed this will be ammunition as part of the propaganda mill.
That's right.
The next
this
few days.
This is the Jew, international Jew, perpetrating a, you know, cause de belli for war, for solicitation for war, solicitation for, you know, these Islamic boogeyman, and in this case, they can get away with it because of the last name to a degree, even though it's a Christian name in this case. So it doesn't matter. You know, in their minds, they think that this is enough. Zawahiri, oh my God, you know. But it's not
diabolical.
Enough.
It is, you know, up on knowdisinfo.com, folks, where we have the website, you will see under other hoaxes, you will see for yourself. This one picture proves the Santa Monica hoax. And that photoshopped right there.
Oh.
Then below it, you've got proof Santa Monica is a filthy Zionist plot. And more videos of Santa Monica, fakes and hucksters. And then some of the people interviewed were one or two out of like a half dozen over the weekend. And I didn't pay too much attention to it over the weekend, but enough to see to it. That one or two, as you pointed out, Latino, Hispanic, whatever, one or two just didn't seem like he was sincere or impromptu. It looked as if he was reading a script, one particular guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know about that.
No, it's
Aaron.
True. It's true. It doesn't matter. It's just that they leaned on the Latino community. They leaned on the black community. They leaned on the Christian community. That they it's easy to do in California. They leaned on the socialist Democrat.
Right.
To get up there and call, say, oh, hey, it was an AR-15, I know for sure, one guy. All they got to do is get the socialist-minded Californians, and they've plenty of them.
Well, they've got a lot of Spielbergs among them, huh?
Yeah, and there's a few of those spliced in. But this was orchestrated by Hollywood, which is, what, 7 minutes away from Santa Monica and that area?
Right in the heart.
Big, powerful Jews. They put this thing together. They must have had some stuntmen there. We think we've traced a few. You know, they got that car to go through the brick wall, so I don't know if they, you know, just put it on accelerator. I'm not sure how they did it. You know, and then they shot some windows up, shot up the bus. We don't know what kind of bullets they used. It couldn't have been much.
That may be interesting, too. We'll come back, folks. Stay tuned.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
All right, we're back, folks. Rick Adams, Dr. K. We're looking online here at nodisinfo.com and many of the fake pictures of the Santa Monica alleged gunman ripping apart 3 families. Including his own. And, we have to ask the question, Dr. K. Now, what is fake? What is real? And some of this was obviously fake to a casual observer, but some of it was probably a little bit, almost looked too real to be true. I mean, obviously they had the police in on it. They had the officers in the Santa Monica. This was a drill that became a, quote, reality. Again, another terror drill. Obama was there just the day before, hours before this thing took place. Coincidence. But like you said, the picture of this guy is a made-up picture. Totally made up.
Yeah.
Doesn't even look like the one that they originally provided by the police. His face
not really.
Is lighter. Face
no.
is heavier, you know.
Yeah, his I mean, it... Well, first of all, nobody died and nobody was injured, and it's just impossible. You can't have Obama's motorcade going through there 7 minutes before. It's just you cannot have a terror, so-called terror drill where you shoot a couple of Muslims in the street, you know, a faux terror. And then you've got the Arab or the Muslim or whoever shooting them up, 2 hours later. It's a fake. It's a fraud. It's a phony. And we have categorical proof. It's sometimes difficult because they parade around, people that supposedly lost a friend, or they have all these so-called witnesses. Mm-hmm. This one's a little more, you know, curious for Hollywood, too, because they shot up some cars, primarily the windows, mm-hmm. the driver's side and the passenger side window, and then they plugged a few bullets into a bus.
Right.
But notably absent is there any injured person?
No, there are no witnesses that are genuine witnesses on any bus or any streets. You know, all the people were either scripted or they were just totally faked by Hollywood. As you pointed out, this was already pre-screened. There's no evidence that any of this was actually real. Now, consider also that we had Sandy Hoax. And then after Sandy Hoax, we had a few months of a reprieve while they planned the next one. And, of course, we saw what happened in Boston. Right after, about 6-7 weeks after Boston, then we had what took place, the hoax in the U.K. Then we had France.
Yeah.
You know, and on it goes. And now we have Los Angeles again. So, I mean, it's going around these countries in Europe and the United States, obviously, to prepare the troops for battle. Now, what are 1,000 Marines? It's been reported now 1,000 U.S. Marines have already landed in Syria.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that's
that
true
right?
enough.
Yeah,
that's
the Jews are incapable of an open battle against anybody. You know, and so there's no way they could in a trillion years defeat the Hezbollah. There's just no way. You know, even with their tanks and their whatever they've got. So now the Jewish media is trying to, as you say, you know, mentioned, solicit the basis right. for a mass attack mm-hmm. by the Americans, you know, CIA, the American troops, NSA.
NATO. NATO, yeah.
And, of course, this is what it is. This Deborah Fine is their sort of Heather Abbott of Santa Monica.
Mm-hmm.
Who you know claims she was shot? I mean, just to show you the filthy lies that they do for Eretz Israel, who claims she was shot 4 times. She's admitted on Friday, supposedly, or whatever, released on Saturday. Supposed to have shrapnel in her shoulder.
Oh yeah,
lifts her arms up like it's nothing, and she's you know. Touting this, he was so evil, he was so, you know, horrible and so mean. And so this, she's creating the basis, one Jew creating the basis, like the Jew that did the Kuwaiti incubator, to murder people. Mm-hmm. She can't be allowed to get away with it. Deborah Fine the Jew. And this Deborah Fine the Jew looks like she's got a fake ear on. I'm almost 1,000% sure I'll be posting.
Wow.
That they put silicon fake ear.
Oof.
That
would be going somewhere, huh?
Yeah, so that they can say she had a grazed injury and the ear is at an abnormal angle. But this is what they're doing.
Well, at least they didn't bring Heather Abbott back and have her lose her other foot or her other leg. Just happened to be on a bus, you know.
And that's good. It takes the pressure off of Boston. That's another benefit of doing this.
Each successive attack also makes us think a little bit less of what fakery was employed.
Right, and now this Jew, Deborah Fine, who proves the Zionist hoax, she's got pictures where she pulls all her hair back so you can see the synthetic ear without any injury, so-called grazed. Then she strips down a bit and shows a piece of gauze on the tip of her shoulder.
My goodness.
So this is the extent the Jew will go to instigate war,
terror,
strife, terror, the murderous destruction of the planet Earth, and we owe them nothing but the agonies that the people on this Earth suffer.
Wrath of God, yes indeed.
Yeah.
Well, that's what
she's
it means.
A fraud. Deborah Fine, the fraudster.
Now we know who the enemy of humanity is and how they use that M.O., the same M.O. by way of deception, folks. That's the key. That's the Mossad. We'll come right back in just 3 minutes.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
And we're back. Yep.
You're under arrest.
You're arresting who? Well, you're just a mob. We're the law.
And we're back again now, folks. The the hoax is continuing. The next hoax will get, again, even more bizarre. It's all leading up to war. It's all leading up to more savagery, more of the Jewish agenda here. You know, the dovetailing this NSA story, Dr. K, the secret AT&T spy room involves not just the American CIA or the American NSA. It is strictly Israeli. It is an Israeli oversight. This is why you're not seeing that reported hardly anywhere in the so-called mainstream media. You see, the NSA, the Intel community, FBI, they're all taking a hit, except the Homeland Security Department itself and the Mossad, because the Mossad does, through its private contractors and private businesses, does oversee and monitor all phone call activity, all communications in the United States. And it is far above all of the local companies, all of the main corporate enterprises in America, AT&T, Verizon, so on and so forth. This is what needs to be brought out. And Bamford has brought it out himself, James Bamford, who has written several books on the NSA and on the subject himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, he knows, I mean, the Shadow Factory is just being released, and, you know, this is his latest book dealing with the Mossad, dealing with Israel, and what we're talking about in San Francisco, particularly. San Francisco is a hotbed of Zionist activity.
Well, and these American troops have all just got their brains blown out and everything else to defeat the Jew monster. It's you know, the Mahudi monster is what it is. It is a monster. It's destructive to the face of the earth, and it has to be stopped at all costs in every way possible, and revealed and undermined and cut off and destroyed. Mm-hmm. And this is a they completely, categorically, absolutely are behind this Santa Monica hoax. It's their hoax. It's their fraud. They have non-disclosured some people to act, you know, on behalf of the two Hispanics that did not die. They have hoaxed out a couple of other potential deaths. They've got the Deborah Fine as their poster individual. Should be checked out to see if she's an Israeli mole or is she a local mole. Which kind of a mole do we have there?
Mm-hmm.
Deborah Fine. And she is a fraudster and a faker. So she's very instrumental right now as the public face of Islamic and Arab terror, you see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then there's not many other faces this time. They don't have many.
No, just a handful, but, you know, it works. Again, it makes the evening news. It's the lead story. Then we go on to the next and the next false flag attack. And, you know, it's becoming nauseating because now it's in your face. It's like they're laughing. It's like they're having a ball, giggling and saying, okay, we're going to pull another one next week and Obama will visit this city or that city, or Biden will take a visit and then a bomb will go off. Then people will get killed. And guess what? Yeah, it's a Mr. Zawahiri, or it's Mr. Assad, or it's Mr. You know,
They must be desperately trying to find a Muslim or two that they can actually somehow pin to a fatality, so that they could have an ironclad case. You know, that they could really rev the machine up. But I guess they haven't been successful.
No, they haven't yet. And this is what they're leading up to. Every time it's bigger, it's worse, it's more brazen. And then, of course, they'll back off. Then it'll quiet down. Then nobody will talk about it. Then just when you least expect it, they'll pull another one. Right. This is their motive. Because by way of deception, we wage war. Now, what more proof do you need? I mean, how can anybody be that dumb now? I mean, the people that listen to us know better. The people out there in Fairyland, Never Neverland, are not going to have a clue as to what these stories are all about.
Right, this is the thing, see, that, I mean, mm-hmm. it's kind of hard to put together to a degree because you've got these rogue Mossad elements that, and so one doesn't know for sure how much the local police could do. So somebody, one of these Mossad moles, took his, you know, fellow operative and shot that bus up. And, you know, and shot it up good enough to make it look pretty bad.
Yeah.
Then they took off, and coordinated that fire at that ramshackle facility that was abandoned. And there's a lot of that in California. So they torched it. Simultaneously, they'd shot out these windows of the cars to make it look more legitimate. And, So to what degree of coordination this involves the police, the fire?
Well, it's pretty apparent.
All there,
you know, then the alleged 1,300 rounds of ammunition. Here we go again. You know, James Holmes. Here we go with the Sikh temple. Here we go with Boston. Here we go with pressure cookers. You know, and it's over and over again.
Yep.
All the military-style assault weapons. And that is repeated over and over and over. And you got Feinstein there, too, at the same time with Obama. She's vowed, you know, within 3 years, we're going to take the guns.
Yeah.
You know, I know that Wayne LaPierre, the NRA has been rather diplomatic about it. But even LaPierre has come out and said, we're not going to allow the elite. It's a matter of elitists who are trying to take away our freedom. What he means is it's world Jewry.
Yeah.
And he knows that. He understands that from what I'm told. But he's using the word elite. Well, they are the elite.
He
they
needs to come out and say it.
Just come out and get it over with. Let's
we
call
know that
a spade
these Zionists want the guns, and we're not going to let them have it. That's all.
Right, right.
He's got the money. He's got the political clout. What's the big deal?
Let's not be fearful. Let's come out and name names, and let's expose them. Because, you see, this is what you have to do. In the scriptures, the prophets named names. They paid for it, many of them with their lives. We know that, but that's part of the gig. If you're a prophet and you're a man of your word, then you've got to be willing to put everything on the line. The problem is people are fearful for fear of the Jews.
Yeah.
It says in the scripture, and this is what happened when the apostles, even some of them, walked away from Christ and they denied him because of fear of the Jews.
Yeah.
What is the great fear? You know, the great fear of the Jews. You've got to name them, expose them when they name you and they come after you.
Well,
now you
it.
Can point
this
the finger
it.
Back.
There are 3 million corpses and all that blood spilled into the desert sands and maybe 20,000-30,000 Americans because of the international Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And that Jew destroyed single-handedly the Christian enclaves in Russia and all
Precisely.
That wealth, stole
Precisely.
That wealth. And then they destroyed the Muslim Caucasus nations and undermined the Middle East. And destroyed much of North Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, America's taking the brunt of their machinations and their, you know, their diabolical schemes. And it's America's the target.
Yep.
You know, do we even have a single Muslim populated nation where you can do a fake terror attack like this? Instead, it's always done by the Jew and by the Mossad infiltrators and the Israelis. So anybody that has any brains would recognize this group as an enemy to the human race. Look at Francesco Cossiga. He came flat out and said it was the Mossad and, the Israeli operatives that did this to us in Europe with Operation Gladio.
Dr. Zabrowski himself admitted it, too.
Sure.
He put his head on the chopping block.
Yeah.
You know, and he was part Jewish.
I know.
But, I mean, you know, there comes a point where you either have to see it or not. And if you don't want to see it, that's one thing. But if you're blind and, you know, you can't see it, that's another matter altogether. And that's why we tell people, let him that have ears hear and him that have eyes see. Let's see if we have eyes. Let's look, let's hear, let's observe, and let's conclude. Let's come to logical conclusions here.
They are really ratcheting it up to murder people.
Right.
And for what? For Eretz Israel? What good is that to any human being on the face of the earth? The lead facility in pornography and organ theft, and now the rabbis are justifying the... You know, giving herpes to the infantile penis. And, I mean, there's just no end to the wickedness. It doesn't do anybody any good. It doesn't do the Jewish people any good. It doesn't do anybody any good.
It's depravity. It's depravity of the worst sort.
It is.
You can't get away from
it. You'll never see the Jewish community rise up. You'll never see it.
No.
It won't happen.
No. And within that is also the fear factor, too. I mean, Aaron Schwartz was actually somebody who did a lot of good. And Aaron Schwartz was bumped off. He was eliminated. You know, he allegedly hanged himself. But here's a guy who was a big-time cyber guy, who knew that if we allow this cyber threat from the Zionists to continue, that none of us would have any freedom. And he bravely stood up against it. You know, he trained others, he talked to others in that community
to
do something, but he was doing too much. It was too much of a threat because now he was a mover, he was a shaker. He had to, quote, suicide himself in order to eliminate the progress and the work he'd done. You know, and you don't hear about Aaron Schwartz. You don't hear about Christopher Dorner.
Well, but, Breitbart was smoked.
Andrew Breitbart, right, exactly.
Yeah, so
Now, did you want to get into the business about Christopher Kyle, too, at this point?
Yeah, Christopher Kyle is another, Christian Zionist family and a mole of moles. And, yeah, I mean, you know, this is the degree of deception that you know, people need to know. What's this guy doing? You know, he says that he sucker punched Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura, you know, then they made fun of Jesse Ventura on the media. He called the guy on it. The guy refused to, settle. Ventura sued him. And there was a court date in August. Oh, and then all of a sudden, you know, and he's in trouble because he's said this in the book, that he sucker punched him and because he was bad-mouthing the troops. And all of a sudden, supposedly, Mr. Kraft International, the same scoundrel whose group was at the Sandy hoax and at the, Boston hoax, he comes up supposedly dead on a firing range. Now, when is the last time you've heard of a sniper who's made it through supposedly 200 kills or whatever being murdered by a fellow trooper on a firing range in Texas? Has it ever even occurred?
No, so not that I've known.
You know,
maybe
so
somebody out there.
He's in trouble.
Big trouble
with Ventura's lawsuit. He'd be crushed. He's published his defamation lawsuit.
So he winds up dead, supposedly. His wife carries on the crusade, the hate against Islam and so forth. And what happens to him in the meantime? Does he assume a new identity?
Well, there's some interesting photography on the ground in the smoke of Boston of a guy that's drizzling blood and putting some fake gore, and he's got a Kraft International hat on. And I wonder if we can get some better images of that guy.
It could be. I mean, it could be. Very possible. It's a likely scenario,
He's not dead. His wife's behavior at the NRA is, I think, pretty much definitive that the hoax goes on, and they've got him. What kind of a brave individual is this, shooting somebody from 2,000 feet away? And then Jesse Ventura says, admit that you've done wrong. I had to one time do a little something with a book, not a slander type thing, but, a copyright thing, and we changed it. We had to. So, and this guy goes and fakes his death.
Right.
That's what we're dealing with.
Right. All right, let's take a call now or two. We got a little bit of time, folks. 800-313-9443. I think we've sufficiently stimulated your visceral juices. 800-313-9443. I want to bring up Johnny in New York right now. Hello, Johnny. Greetings.
And Dr. K, this is John. I don't remember, Dr. K, I hooked you up with the Athens in 1908.
I remember you very well, and when I get that book done, we've got a chapter dedicated about half of that to that. Finally, I'll get it done.
Good, I appreciate that. Listen, I want to ask you gentlemen about the Benghazi and the IRS and the audit scandal and all this. So what do you think is the reason behind this? Because they've had a lot of dirt on Obama for a while, so why is the Jewish media... Well, the Zionist media now coming after Obama?
That's a very good question. We were talking about that ourselves privately today. What's the gig? What do you make of it? Well, one thing we know, in that they did the same thing to Nixon. They've done the same thing to others as well, the incompetence of Jimmy Carter. They run this administration hook, line, and sinker from within and without. And I believe personally what they've done is to try to change the landscape of this country's intel. What they're trying to do is make it even bigger and more dangerous by discrediting the current status of the intel community. That is, if you got something that's broken, now you can fix it. But if you don't have something that's broken, you can't fix it. Okay, like a broken clock. And so they're going to do what they did before, when they pulled 9/11, you remember they said the FBI didn't communicate with the CIA and the CIA didn't communicate with the NSA. Nobody knew each other. Now we got to make a big Homeland Security Department, right? And that's going to be the next phase of this thing. All this talk about wiretap. It sounds good. It sounds like, hey, maybe we're breaking some ice here. Maybe we're beginning to catch on. But you notice the Mossad and Israel always stay out of the equation in the Rothschild media. They are the ones, Johnny, who are behind this whole thing. And until that problem is exposed and dealt with, you're not going to fix America. Obama can be hung out to dry in a few months, a year, whatever, and they'll put in Biden and then do away with him. They are doing this because you're going to see a change of government. You're going to see a more concentrated level of government in the future. That's what they're planning, and more war. Now, Dr. K, maybe you can,
give yours. He's their man. They just love President Obama. The socialist, Zionist Democrat loves him. The Hollywood loves him. They love him. You can see it when they speak of him. They're not going to do anything to him. They've got
They're doing to us, right?
Yeah, but the Pritzker family has set aside, that $30 million mansion in Hawaii for him. So it's all just smoke.
All right, come back to that. We'll come back. Johnny, you stay where you are, sir. We'll come right back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Vigilantes, I warned you what would happen if you didn't. Now you're through. Fire.
And we're back, folks. Rick Adams and Dr. K. Johnny, are you still there?
Yes, brother. I just wanted to add to this conversation, the question that I asked. There's a book I read by Henry Ford called The International Jew, The World's Foremost Problem. And in this book he says, and if after having elected their man or group, obedience is not rendered to the Jewish control, then you speedily hear of scandals, investigations, impeachments, and the removal of the disobedient. You see, I think Obama is dragging his feet on the world war with Russia and what have you, and with the Zionist enemies such as China and Iran and Syria. So they're really trying to kick the dirt up on him now because he's dragging his feet. You had the same thing as you mentioned with earlier with other presidents. You had Bill Clinton was talking with Yasser Arafat about peace.
And Monica Lewinsky came along,
Then you got the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Right, right.
Same thing with Bush. You had the Enron scandal because he was dragging his feet to the Zionist demand to invade Iraq in 2002. And his people were against it, like Colin Powell and Dick Armey. You know, eventually Colin Powell sold out, but Dick Armey was driven out of his leadership position.
Yeah, so, he was forced out.
Bush did deliver to the Zionists the invasion of Iraq. So I truly think this is what's behind it. So
it could be.
It could be a combination effect. Obama's not moving fast enough, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Combination effect, though, you know.
Yeah. But they hold the card. See, this is why only these programs that we do here on RVN, I think, identifies the real enemy for what it is.
Oh.
This shadow government is the Zionist cabal.
Oh,
it is that group.
Horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, this business, the CFR, yeah, that's theirs. Trilat, yeah. And you talk about the Illuminati, now you're dealing with one of the tentacles. You talk about the Masonic orders, you're dealing with one of the tentacles. But if you don't go for the head of the octopus, the brain center, you're not accomplishing very much, Johnny.
No.
You follow?
Well, absolutely. You got to take the head of the snake, and that's
the head.
The Zionist group, which is run by the Rothschild family there out of London. They have their Rockefellers and Morgan types here, and the Bushes and the Obamas.
Yeah.
These Gentiles have sold their soul to the devil.
They did.
Work with the Zionists, no doubt.
You speak the truth, my friend.
Yep.
Well, I thank
you
right. for good
I'm glad
people
you
like
brought up that.
Woken me up and the research on my own, and I try to read a little bit, and that helps. Great programs like RBN is such a blessing.
Oh, good.
Thank you. Sounds like Johnny's got his head screwed on very tightly.
Oh, yeah.
He referred to Henry Ford's work. You know, this is nothing new. In the 1920s and the 1930s, Ford understood what the problem was in World War One. He knew they were working us into World War Two. They accused him of being a Nazi. They accused him of doing this or that simply because he wanted to avoid war altogether. And this is not in their cards. The war is profitable for them. You know, we talked about the generals and patriots in the communities that talked about the enemy from within. And all of them either died, or they were eliminated, they were scandalized, or they were forced into submission, one way or another. So, be that as it may, but Dr. K and I continue on, and we will continue on.
Absolutely. Okay.
Amen.
Bye.
Thank you, Dr. K. All right, folks, you got the message. Go to nodisinfo.com, look it up, see it for yourself, see the photoshopping. See all of the fakery for yourself. We'll come back, Lord willing, tomorrow night with another program. Thank you all. Good night, and God bless.